a volume of trade not seen for a long time in Iraq. Baghdad market stacked with hundreds of items. More and more goods being offloaded as trucks line up at the bustling Jamila market. And all the products have one thing in common. They are all made in Iran. Karim Al-Bedri is a merchant. He says there are many reasons behind the influx of these goods.
Iran's products are cheap, good quality, and transport costs are low. Iran shares borders with Iraq, so its goods are cheaper than those from China, the Emirates, or Egypt.
Iran has now become one of Iraq's biggest trading partners, and the present Iraqi leadership has close ties with the Islamic Republic. The USA, Arab states, as well as a number of Iraqi officials believe Iran is also heavily involved in the Iraqi internal politics and as a result has an undue influence. Politics aside, business is booming. Trade between the two nations has grown exponentially. It's now 10 times what it was in 2003, peaking at $4 billion in 2009. Though that figure is expected to double by the end of this year. The Iranian embassy's economy expert in Baghdad says it's normal for the two neighbors to trade and exchange goods.
The two countries are close to each other and there are many entry posts. Also, the price of the Iranian goods is suitable for the consumers.
Iran is not only sending biscuits and air coolers to Iraq. The two governments have signed oil and gas deals worth hundreds of millions of US dollars. Iran has been building hotels, power plants and schools, as well as other big projects across the country.
But trading between the two countries remained lopsided, with Iraqi exporting only a few items in return, including sulfur, dates and leather. A cause for concern for economists like Majid Al-Suri. He believes that by relying on imports, the economy could be at risk.
Iraq's 2008 imports reached 36 billion. It was only 4 billion in 2004. There's a government tendency to rely on imports and not to develop the real sectors, like the industrial and agricultural sectors.
Underdeveloped market sectors within Iraq continue to produce the uneven trade figures.
The problem is there's no domestic industry. It's not an issue of competition. In fact, the national industry just doesn't exist.
Whatever the present inequalities, the figures suggest that trade and political relations will continue to bloom in the years to come. Omar Saleh, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.